Good morning, listeners. Today, we continue to look at the fruit of the Spirit as described in Galatians chapter 5. The aspect of the fruit that we examine today is peace. It states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace." Earlier in chapter 5, Paul contrasts the work of the flesh with the work of the Spirit. The work of the flesh brings conflict, turmoil, and division. But the fruit of the Spirit produces a life that reflects God's nature. Among these beautiful qualities is peace, a gift we desperately need in our restless and troubled world. Firstly, we ask the question, what is peace? Biblical peace is more than the absence of conflict. It is the presence of wholeness, harmony, and well-being. The Hebrew word shalom means completeness and prosperity in every area of life. It means things as they should be between you and God, you and others, and even within yourself. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives, but do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." The world's peace depends on circumstances, but Christ's peace depends on His Spirit. Secondly, we ask the question, why do we need the Spirit's peace? Simply, we live in a world full of anxiety, fear, and conflict. Families break apart. Divorce seems to be the accepted option. Domestic violence is prevalent. Brothers and sisters kill each other over material things. Cain killed Abel without any remorse, and there's so much more. Nations war against nations. Israel and Palestine, Russia and Ukraine, India and Pakistan, Cambodia and Thailand are some of the current conflicts around the world where hundreds of persons die daily. Our hearts battle worry, guilt, restlessness. Anxiety, depression, and suicide are constant reminders of the lack of inner peace that's endemic in our world today. So we desperately need the peace of God. Isaiah 57, 20 to 21 says, "But the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." Sin robs us of peace, but the Spirit restores it. Thirdly, we ask a crucial question, how does the Spirit produce peace in us? Firstly, we see that He gives peace with God. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And verse 10 of Romans 5 says, "For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?" Now, some persons may be surprised to learn that they are enemies of God, being totally unaware of this because of all the blessings they may have received from Him. But God causes His favor to come upon both the righteous and the unjust. However, the reality is that as far as our spiritual condition is concerned, our sin has made us enemies of God. However, the blood of Jesus on the cross has made a way for sinners to be reconciled back to God and thus to be at peace with Him. The Holy Spirit also produces peace within ourselves. The Spirit calms our anxious hearts. Since believers are no longer enemies of God, but now are His friends, we can be at peace with ourselves because God has accepted us. Through Christ, we now have been accepted, significant, and secure. We can be confident and bask in His love for us, since He reassures us in His word that nothing can separate us from His love, according to Romans 8:31-39. As such, we don't need to be anxious about anything we may face in this life. Philippians 4:6-7 tells us, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Thirdly, the Spirit produces peace with others. The Spirit empowers us to live at peace with people. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with others." God has made us peacemakers, not troublemakers. Now that we know that the Spirit produces peace, what is the benefit to believers? The answer is that we can live as people of peace. This means that when the Spirit rules our hearts, we can trust instead of worry. We can forgive instead of fight. And we can build bridges instead of barriers. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." In concluding, peace is not something we can manufacture. It is a fruit that grows as we stay connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Today, is He ruling in you? If not, surrender your fears, burdens, and conflicts to the Prince of Peace. The Spirit will produce His peace in your life, a peace that the world cannot take away. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the gift of your Spirit who brings true peace. Help us to trust you more deeply, to rest in your presence, and to be peacemakers in our homes, churches, and communities. Let your peace guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.